Hi, I'm General Vivi, and welcome to one of the first audio updates for what we have dubbed Mirror's Edge Source. The first map that we decided to work on was just a collaboration of the interior looks and the exterior looks. So we're trying to hit, you know, both out and in of the Mirror's Edge look. And I think we've done a pretty good job of that so far without any art, just brushwork and lighting. The playtest we had on Friday was actually really good. We had a little 6-on-6, and it was pretty fun. We did some switching up of things. We did a little knife-only round, some pistols-only round, and it was all pretty good. We need to balance the gameplay a little bit more in there and bring people more towards the interiors, but overall, the map was a huge blast, and I am glad we did the playtest. We'll probably be doing another one in a couple of weeks once I rework the layout a little bit more, and that is kind of all I have for an update on that map. But over the entire idea of the Mirror's Edge Source, we kind of wanted to... I came up with this idea for the city, and we wanted to create our own city for the Mirror's Edge in the Mirror's Edge universe, but keeping the same ideas and looks. But the city would basically play out. You could see the entire city in the vistas, in each of the vistas. And if we made more maps, let's say we make a subway map, or we wanted to have this other map where it was actually on top of this other building in one of the vistas we saw in the actual game, and we wanted to create that, and you would actually be able to see that building in the vista for the current map, so you could see that building and, oh, that's, you know, one of the other maps that they've been working on, or that's that where I'm going to play next, kind of thing. So you would see this progression through the city on the map, similar to how the game was played, where you were starting at one location and the game took you through the entire city to the very end. So if we create more buildings or more maps in the future, it will string along the city until you get to the very other end of the city. And maybe we'll play around with some things like if the terrorists are winning, you go one way. If the CTs win, you go the other way. But I don't think we can do that unless we have some kind of Manny admin plugin and stuff. But enough about that. On to a texture update from Phil and a model update from Zathor. Thanks.
Hello, my name is Sata, and I'm currently working with General Vivi and Philly on the Mirror's Edge Source project. My original idea was to create a map inspired by Mirror's Edge, but after I had published a few screenshots of the first attempts, General Vivi contacted me and suggested we should work together on a new map. He had already done a layout and started to block it out in Hammer. My first step was then to start Mirror's Edge and play through the game with God Mode enabled, so I was able to take screenshots of various locations and models and materials that were used in the game. My main work is to create the models and unwrap them and create the ambient occlusion so we have a good base for the later textures, which will be created by either myself or Vivi or Philly, depending on the complexity of the model, because I'm not really a skinner. If you take a look at the current screenshots, you see those cable or wire trays or ducts, whatever, on the ground, and here you can see how we use high polygon models to create an ambient occlusion map for a low polygon model, so it seems much more detailed than this. A screenshot of such a high polygon model is included in the media update. During the next few days, I will mainly concentrate on interior objects like the display cabinet I provided in the media update. I will also be creating some new sofas and cubic shelves again, because I think they can be made much better than they currently are. The work with General Vivi and Philly so far has taught me a lot about modeling program and modeling theory, so I can improve those models too. I hope you enjoyed the media update and look forward to the release of the map.